I'm Jess. And depending who you talk to, I'm the social media manager or the digital marketing specialist. And this is the show to show you how to make your own podcast. This is the show to show you how to make your very own podcast.
Isn't that so good? Woo! I'm trucking along here. I know how to outline. I'm reading off of an outline right now. I have my equipment. I'm going to be in debt until I die, but at least my voice sounds crisp. And I have a jingle, and you heard it. It sounds amazing, and it's going to be stuck in your head for the next 6 months. So anyway, I got to learn more. But there are so many people in this world who know a lot about podcasting who aren't Gen Z media staff, believe it or not. But booking guests makes me nervous. How do you ask? What if they don't have sound equipment? I feel like a new kid on the first day of school. So I'll call up my friend, Nate Dufort. He's the founder of the podcast company Soundsington Media.
Jess?
Hey! Hi, Nate!
Hey! How's Pacific Standard Time?
Great. How's Central Standard Time?
Colder, probably?
Yeah, it's hot in California. So we hosted Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog Educators Version together.
Is that a question?
No, I guess it's not. But we had some absolutely amazing guests on, and I didn't book any of them. I just showed up to the recording sessions and played a little jester, a little funny hat on and the bells, you know.
Well, you were amazing at that, and there is literally no one on the planet I'd rather discuss post-climate catastrophe adventures with dogs with.
Well, that is really nice, Nate. Well, what about people not on the planet? Because you literally had the International Space Station on your pod reach a space podcast. How do you do it? How do you get these people?
Well, there are so many different ways, depending on the type of guest that you're looking for. There's so many different approaches, but I'm going to share what works for me, and then I'll go to my number one rule of booking guests. How's that sound?
That sounds perfect to me. Go ahead.
Awesome.
You got the floor.
So, you know, when you're looking for experts, you know, let's say you're doing an episode of your new podcast on dinosaurs, and you want to find out who's someone that knows something about dinosaurs or know what's new in dinosaur news and discovery, there's a couple of great sites I go to.
Uh-huh.
The first is it's dinosaurnews.edu. Kidding.
Wait,
that's not a thing.
Oh my gosh,
no.
I gotta sign up homepage.
I use Google Scholar for a lot of things,
okay.
Or there's a great website called Expertise Finder. And here you literally just search for the subject that you're looking for an expert for. And the best part are the people that are on this website want to talk about their field.
Mm.
They want to talk about their expertise.
Mm-hmm.
So Google is definitely your friend here. And then social media has been really, really good to me. So if people are on Twitter, and obviously I give the same social media warnings that I do about being safe and making sure that people are who they say they are.
True.
But searching about your topic on social media and seeing who pops up. If there are academics that work in that space, people that work at renowned organizations that work in that space, chances are you can reach out to them. Now, that doesn't always mean they're going to get back to you. But if you don't know where to start, that is a great place to start. But now I'm going to share my number one rule.
Ooh, okay, let me put my tea down so I can do a little.
The number one rule for booking podcast guests is make it easy for your guests to say yes.
Okay. What do you mean?
What I mean is, first off, be prepared. Know what it is you're asking your guest for. Secondly, be concise. You don't have to overly explain who you are for your credibility. If you can say, this is my show, this is what I'm asking you to do, and it's going to take this amount of time, the quicker it's going to be for them to say yes.
Mm.
And then just be respectful of their time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do your work in advance, your homework, your research, making time to ask the questions that get the answers that it is you're looking for.
Okay. So how concise should the email be? I'm a rambly person. You know what I mean?
I totally do. And I have a tendency to do the exact same thing. And I'm not going to lie. You reached out to me before that phone call. That didn't come out of the blue.
Okay. We can come clean.
Yeah. We gotcha. So I actually prepared when you and I were co-hosting Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog Educators version. I prepped a bunch of emails for these guests, and I want to share one now that explains those exact things we talked about. What is the show? What is the ask? And how long is it going to take? So if it's cool, I'm going to read that now.
I would love that. A peek behind the curtain. Go for it.
Hello, potential guest. My name is Nate Dufort, and I'm working on a narrative fiction podcast series for middle grade audiences entitled Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Educator's Version. On each episode, we have a talkback component where we ask subject matter experts about the science behind the story, and we provide resources for takeaway learning. One of these episodes will be discussing locusts and agriculture, if you remember that episode.
Sure do.
And from reading about you and your work online, I am confident this falls under your areas of expertise. If possible, I'd love to book 15 minutes of your time for an interview for inclusion on our show. Thank you for reading and for your consideration, and I'm happy to answer any questions. It's two paragraphs.
That is so helpful. And listeners, I noticed at least that there was just no fluff. It wasn't like, and this show's so good, and like we have fun, and it's really exactly what they need to know, because they can find out those answers later.
Exactly right. And I found in emails, be it for podcasting or, you know, anything else in my life, if it's too long of an email, it might not get read right away. People may put it aside, come back to it later when they have time to read it. This literally takes 30 seconds to read.
Wow. Well, that's so helpful, Nate. I think that might lead us to our homework part of the show, or unless you have anything else you want to say.
No. Let's get into this homework.
Let's get into the homework. That's where I want to be right now. Let's get into homework. So first things first, you're going to want to summarize your show. Make it like quick and concise, maybe 2 to 3 sentences, what your show's about, the pitch. And then write a draft pitch email. Maybe try to keep it under 250 words, maybe. Like Nate's was 120. That's great. Maybe try to keep it in that range. But just to write a draft email, not specifically to someone, but sort of to have it when you're ready to email somebody for the first time.
Yeah, that sounds perfect.
Yeah.
And good luck to everyone out there. I think your first guest on your podcast should be Jess Fisher.
Oh, my goodness. What am I an expert in? Being a goofball.
Being a goof.
Being a little goof. Thank you, Nate. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Jess. Good to hear from you.
Podcast Title Pending is a production of Gen Z Media. If you're an educator using podcasts in your classroom, visit us at gzmclassroom.com for materials, lesson plans, or to request a visit from a GZM creator. For more great family audio, go to gzmshows.com and follow us on social media at Gen Z Shows. Be sure to follow Podcast Title Pending wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss any new episodes.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.
Are you a fan of cryptids like Bigfoot? Do you like ancient monsters like the Kraken? Are you ready to face the scariest creature of all?
The unicorn?
Welcome to The Weirdness, an exciting journey into the weird and unexpected. Join Arlo and Sierra as they host a podcast called The Weirdness, dedicated to exploring the unexplained and weird phenomena, like the Loch Ness Monster, the Yeti, the Chupacabra, and more. Unfortunately, they've never actually witnessed any of this weirdness until they track down Bigfoot himself. Turns out, the weirdness is real. And it's everywhere. Now, Arlo, Sierra, and Bigfoot, whose nickname is Beef, set off on a mind-blowing road trip adventure across the globe to find out why the creatures of legends are disappearing and solve the mystery of the creep. Listen to every episode of The Weirdness now on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com. Binge every episode and find every ridiculous creature of legend before they disappear.
GZM Shows, imagination amplified.